Your business is on the runway, ready for takeoff, yet your team is not even making contact. You're exhausted, and the business needs to make more money to stay successful. What do you do next? Welcome to Ask the Coach with professional business coach Oliver Basner. If you're ready to soar to new heights with your business and be the pilot of your own successful destiny, stay tuned. We're ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Oliver Basner.
Hi, everyone. Oliver Basner here with Ask the Coach. Welcome to our episode today. I am very excited to be talking about something that we don't talk about enough in the business world. And that is we lose perspective and lose sight of what our customers are really worth to us. And so we're going to talk about the lifetime value of your customers or your clients, if you call them clients. And so why is that important? Well, first of all, if you lose a client and maybe they spend $1,000 with you this year, you don't feel it that much if you've got hundreds of other clients. But what if that average retention of a client for you is 10 years? You just lost $10,000 over the lifetime of that customer. Now that puts things a little more into perspective for you, doesn't it? That's why we're going to talk about the lifetime value of a customer. I think it's just one of those things that we lose sight of. Everybody kind of knows about the concept, but we don't ever really spend a lot of time calculating it. We don't talk about, you know, well, what's it really worth to us now that we've lost that customer? What's it going to cost us to get a new customer? All of those things that are involved in figuring out what a customer is really worth to us. And so, you know, there's a cartoon that was out quite a few years ago, and there's two people standing in an office, and she looks at him and says, the bad news is, you know, they obviously had done a survey of their customers. The bad news is our customers hate us. The good news is we have a lot fewer customers than we used to. Well, that's not a great way to do business, because if you're losing customers and you're not acquiring new ones, eventually you're going to be out of business. And even if you do a great job, we all lose customers over time because of various reasons. They don't need our services anymore. They move out of the region, out of the area, possibly they outgrow us. And so there's lots of reasons to lose customers without it really being your own fault, right? You couldn't have done anything to keep that customer. So let's talk about the lifetime value of a customer. What are your customers worth to you? You know, if I said to you that, you know, it's going to cost you $1,000 to acquire a customer, and then the revenue from that customer for the whole year is going to be $1,000. Is that a good deal? Right? Do you want that customer? Cost you $1,000 to get them, and they're going to spend $1,000 with you. Well, most of you would say probably that's not a good deal because we're not making any money. But what if I told you that that customer is going to stay with you 7 years, and now you're going to make $7,000 off them, and it cost you $1,000 to get them? Is that still not a good deal? I mean, same customer, exact same customer, but you just made $6,000 over 7 years. That's why we're talking about the lifetime value of a customer. You know, I'm okay acquiring customers and maybe not making any money off them in the first year, provided I know that my retention and my how long customers stay is a number of years. Maybe I don't make money in the first year, but I'll make money in the second, third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth years. And so that's how you want to start looking at your customer base. Now, sometimes you have to be at a certain level of your business to be able to afford that. You can't just acquire customers for $1,000, they spend $1,000, you make no money for a year, and then you go out of business. You know, if you've got to be at a level of your business where you can maybe afford to not make any money on them. And I'm not suggesting that's how you get customers, that you make no money on them in the first year. But even if that was the worst case scenario, so what? You know, let's have a look at Netflix. You know, there was a lifetime value case study done on Netflix a number of years ago. You know, so the numbers are maybe a little bit off from what they're charging today, but the principle still applies. You know, the average Netflix subscriber stays on board for 25 months, so just over 2 years. And the Netflix's average revenue per user per month at that point was $11.65. So every user was spending about $11.65 per month. Therefore, the lifetime value of a Netflix customer is pretty simple. We just need to do some math. So it's $11.65, right, times the 25 months that they stay gives us the lifetime value of a customer. So in this case, if we go $11.65 and we multiply that by 25 months, that's $291.25. So the lifetime value of a Netflix customer is $291.25. If I told you that it's going to cost Netflix about $150 to get a new customer. Is that a good deal? Well, I'd say it is. It costs you $150 to make $291. Yeah, you're going to make it over, call it 2 years, 25 months, right? But you're going to make almost as much as it costs you to get them. I'd say that's a pretty good deal. Now, where it wouldn't work is if Netflix was just a startup company and they were spending $150 to get a customer and it was taking them over 2 years to recover that sort of or at least a year to at least cover the cost of that. Pretty quick way to go out of business because you can't cover it, the other costs, like your salary, your people, the overhead, the utilities, all that stuff to keep the lights on. However, if you're an established business and you're spending $150 to make $291 over the lifetime of a customer, I'd say that's a good deal. So why are people looking at it more like this? Well, again, because we're so focused on the immediate rewards. We're so focused on that present moment. What are we going to make today? I can't afford to spend hundreds of dollars to get a customer, even thousands of dollars to get a customer. I can tell you, in my business, we pay referral fees to our partners. And sometimes that's in the thousands of dollars. And I'm gladly paying it because every time I get a customer, I know how long they stay with me. And my average customer stays with me for 1 year, right? That's the average in my world, is 1 year. And in fact, that's the industry average. My average is slightly higher than that. So again, you want to look at how are you acquiring the customers? What's it costing you? And what are you making? And that's not just the revenue, because you have to factor in kind of what the costs and the overhead and some of those things are for you to actually, do business with that customer. So we're going to go through a case study of a client that I worked with a number of years ago. They were in the personal services business. And so when we first started working with them, I got in there to start talking to them. They knew some of their numbers, but they didn't realize what their numbers were really worth and what their customers were worth to them. And when we figured that out, we created an advertising campaign that to this day, and that was probably 5 years ago now, maybe six, to this day, they're still using that exact same method of acquiring clients and haven't changed it because they realize what the lifetime value of their customer is and how much money they're actually making. But before we do that, we're going to go to a break. So we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go through that case study. And I'm going to go through the numbers with you on a client that I worked with a number of years ago and show you why it's so critical for you to actually think about the lifetime value of your clients. We'll be right back.
Propelling your business to new heights is easier than you think. Sonic Breakthrough Coaching can help provide the right tools you need to get there. Sonic Breakthrough Coaching works with business owners to improve both team and financial performance. And with a proven track record of successfully helping owners and leaders turn around negative performance and morale and soar sales and profit performance to new levels. The time is now. Sonic Breakthrough Coaching, helping good businesses break through to great. Visit soniccoaching.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the Coach. I'm your host, Oliver Beisner, and thanks for joining us. We're talking about a very important piece of math that has to happen in every organization. Even in large multi-million dollar corporations, this should be a number people are aware of. Because if your salespeople are losing clients and they don't care that much because they don't realize what the customer's worth, not only to the company, but possibly to them in terms of lifetime commissions from that client, if they're commission-based or bonuses, if they're bonus-based, then not only are you missing the mark as an organization, but your people are missing the mark. And so we're talking about lifetime values of customers. If it costs you $1,000 to get a customer and they spend $1,000 with you a year for 7 years, well, quick math, and I know that we're not covering overhead or anything in this math yet, but we will in a minute, right? The quick math is that you're going to make $6,000 off that client. I would take that deal all day long, personally, right? So let's talk about a case study. This is a client I worked with a number of years ago, and they're in the professional services business. And so here's some numbers for you. And I know we're talking a lot about numbers today, but that's really how we calculate lifetime values. And you're going to have to put your own numbers down on paper or at least think about them to figure out what your own number is for your specific type of client. Now, again, we have to work with averages. And so some of you are in businesses where maybe, some clients are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars or tens of thousands or even millions, and other clients might only be worth $10. But, we have to kind of do the math on the averages. And in your case, if you've got a two distinct different types of clients, then do the math on both of them, right? But the average transaction for this client a number of years ago when I sat down with them, the average transaction revenue, so how much they were charging the client, was $2,800. So the average client was paying $2,800 for their services. The average number of transactions in a year was one. Clients didn't deal with them more than once a year, okay? And so once a year, they would roughly get $2,800 from their clients. The average customer lifetime, so number of years that they retained the average customer, they had all the information. They just had to go back through the database. They'd been in business for a number of years, right? So the average number of years that a client would stay with them was five, right? So $2,800 once a year, 5 years they stayed. Right. And then we created a program, and it was a direct mail campaign. And we created a program where we did, you know, we flooded the marketplace with direct mail. We knew what our conversion rate was. So we knew how many, if we sent out 1,000, we knew that maybe we'd turn 20 into clients or 15 or whatever that conversion was. Right. So when we did all the math on the cost to do that, and the, you know, somebody to you know, put it in envelopes and put stamps on and mail all that stuff out, and the printing costs, all of that was $750 to acquire a new client, right? And then there was another cost we had to factor in. On that $2,800, it took about $2,000 in overhead, so employee cost, you know, insurance, rent for the office space, heat, all that kind of stuff. Supplies for the office was about $2,000 per client. So $2,800 cost us $750 to get new clients when we started the advertising campaign, and the overhead was $2,000. So you can see very quickly, $2,800 minus $2,750, they made $50. So every time they acquired a new customer through the program, you know, they made $50 on the client. But the interesting thing was, that's not where it ends. So in the first year, yeah, it was kind of a break-even proposition. However, in the second year, they're still charging $2,800. And it's not costing them another $750 to get the client. The client stays with them for 5 years. They already have the client. And then the other piece was, it still costs them about $2,000 to do the work and you know, the overhead piece. So on that $2,800 less $2,000, they're making now $800. So if we take $800, the average customer stays 5 years, but we know in the first year they only made $50. So 800 times the 4 years, the remaining years, is $3,200 in net profit. This is net profit before taxes, plus, you know, the $50 in the first year. So they made $3,250 for every $750 they spent. Well, that's a heck of a good deal. I take that deal all day long, and they do. They still continue to do it this day. Now, you know, if we extrapolated and did some more math on that, you know, let's say, you know, and I said to them, how many clients do you have, roughly? Like, how many clients a year do you service? And they said about 340, right? They went up, pulled it up on their database, and 340 clients roughly a year. Maybe it's 360 1 year and 330, but it worked out to about 340 clients a year, right? So 340 clients a year. Through our direct mail campaign, they were acquiring roughly 48 new clients. So approximately one a week, right? So 48 new clients in a year. But we also had to measure if they were losing any clients, and they were. Again, clients were moving into different areas. Sometimes they would outgrow this particular firm they were working with, whatever the reason was, but they were losing 12 clients a year. Right, so they needed a way to add more clients, because if you keep losing 12 clients a year, eventually you have no clients. It's just how it works. So, you know, when we started to do the math on all the customers' lifetime, 340 clients a year, they stay for 5 years, you're charging them $2,800. The revenue side of their business was $4,760,000 for those clients. That was those 340 clients were worth $5 million over the course of 5 years. So that puts things into a whole different perspective about wanting to retain clients and lose clients and all that stuff, because I can tell you that they take it very seriously in this firm when they lose a client, because they know what a client's worth to them, and they also know it's costing them $750 to get a new one, right? So, you know, in the end, you know, the overall annual gross revenue from the client was almost $1 million. So we take the $4,760,000, we divide it by five. So it's about $1 million, let's call it round numbers, annual gross revenues. And then when we take all the expenses and overhead out, on $1 million, they were making about $250,000. Again, I'm rounding some of the numbers off just to keep it simple. But, you know, realizing that $250,000 is an annual number times five again, that's a 12.5, you know, $1.25 million annual net profit. So from their clients. So when you start looking at your own clients, what are they worth to you, right? What's the average transaction? What's it costing you to get the client? Maybe right now you've just got a good client base and you're getting them through referral or word of mouth or through, you know, relationships you have in the marketplace. Maybe it's almost nothing for you to get clients right now. But what if you added some kind of a strategy to add clients that cost you some money? Well, you need to know the lifetime value of the client, right? And if you don't make any money in the first year on the client, maybe that's okay. You've still got a good base of the other clients currently. And if you're just starting up, you want to know as well, what's it costing me to get a client? And then what am I making on them as a net profit? Is there anything left at the end of that client in the first year? And maybe as a startup, you're saying, well, there's nothing left. I can't really afford to do this. Or maybe you're saying, I'm well-funded. I'm okay. I don't need to take a salary for the first few years. And I know companies and business owners like that. And so they're okay not making any money in the first year, but they know they're retaining their clients for a number of years. So, you know, if you're in a large corporation, you could even break this down by product category, right? So that you can work the averages based on different categories of the products you sell. But this is a really interesting number. I love this number. It's not talked about enough in the business world, and I think it's a game changer, because if we start looking at lifetime values, and obviously the progressive companies like Netflix, they know what their numbers are. You know, this is a company who knows their average revenue per user per month. They know the average user stays 25 months. They know that information because they've already studied it, because they're figuring out what they can afford to spend to acquire customers. So if they have to spend $150 to acquire you as a client, they're okay with that, right? Because they know they're going to make that back in the first year, roughly. In the second year, it's all pure profit before you probably move on and don't have Netflix. Now, I don't know where this average 25 months comes from, because in our household, it's probably been like 7-8 years. Every month, we've just had it come right off the credit card. So, you know, lifetime value for us is, you know, probably infinity until, you know, I die off, right? So, you know, they'll get 20, 30 years out of me before I probably won't want Netflix, or there's a new technology that replaces it. So hopefully that's been helpful to you. So really think about your lifetime value, your clients and customers, and then do some math and see what kind of marketing spend you want to do. And again, measure all your marketing, make sure that you know what your conversion rates are, you know how effective it is and if it's working. That's the end of our show today, but I just want to let you know, we're moving into a whole new area over the next few shows, and we're going to talk about the four success pieces to every successful business. By the way, there's only four, right? I know you're thinking, what do you mean four? There's like 20, 40, 80 things that we have to do to be successful in a business. I agree, there's a lot of activities, but there's only really comes down to ultimately there's only four success pieces. And we're going to start talking about the first one on our next episode. So thanks very much for listening to Ask the Coach. I'm your host, Oliver Basner. Remember to like us on Facebook, you know, connect with us on LinkedIn. And we've also got the Ask the Coach group where you can put questions in. I'll be glad to respond right there on the Facebook group for you, or if it's a great question and we want to turn it into a show, we'll do that as well. So we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, everyone.